Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast. My name is James Welsh.
And I'm Robert Welsh. Hi.
Yeah, hi. And this is a podcast where we discuss all things skincare, makeup, and the influencing industry and world from an insider's point of view.
Here we are, inside.
Inside of it. You right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, I'm good. I feel a bit rushy today.
I do.
We're going to London later, yeah, so I feel a bit like, oh my God.
I always pack like a day before if it's like just an overnight, but if it's like a week or 2 weeks, I'll be packed a week or 2 weeks before. Like,
you know,
like little bits. And I've just packed this morning and there's a few little things. My phone charger, I need to remember my phone charger, like little bits that I haven't put in my suitcase that I need to be like, okay,
yeah,
come on, get a grip, you know?
I'm guaranteed to forget one thing that's like semi-important.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like something I could get away with, but something that I'm like, oh God, that makes it a little bit more annoying. But yeah, but I just feel like you, I'm usually packed, but I'm packing today and I literally only need like half an hour to pack. But for some reason, I feel like I need like 3 hours.
It's taking me, I've been
like,
packing.
I'll take it slow.
Yeah, I've been packing since this morning and I keep adding like little bits and being like, oh my God, I need to add this. And you know, when you're like, I'll take
just in case
five
pieces.
Pairs of jeans, just in case, you know?
Yeah, five pairs of underwear in case I piss myself.
I always do that and I've never, but what if?
Well, we're only getting older. You know?
Yeah, you never know.
It already happens a little bit if I laugh too much.
Yeah, exactly. When the time calls, you've got to do it, or whatever it is they say.
When the time calls, you have to do it, as they say.
Am I right?
Am I right? Listen, let's get into it because we have a lot to do today.
Yeah.
But first of all, I mean, is there anything you've been loving?
Oh, I'm going to have to think about that one, James. It isn't something I've thought about.
You know what?
Can I just say, I haven't filmed anything in about a week or 2 weeks.
Why? What are you doing? What else do you have to do?
Well, I've had a really horrible head situation. I have really bad, like, migraines.
Migraines.
But then I filmed stuff. I filmed this whole video, right? And the whole time I was like, you know what? This eyelash feels really uncomfortable. I was watching the video back. I didn't stick on the inside corner of the eyelash. So I've got this eyelash flapping around on my eye. And I'm like, I can't put this out
Robert anywhere.
And be like, oh, here's my eyelash. So I haven't really, like, played with anything new or done anything new, to be honest. You?
Do you just want to skip today?
I just want to skip today.
Okay, I'm going to share my one.
Yeah,
though.
You go ahead.
So I'm going to do that. This is a brand called, I think it's Toon 28, T-O-U-N 28. It's a Korean brand. And this is the Galactomyces and Niacinamide Serum. So this is what I love in an essence, because galactomyces are hydrating and brightening and moisturizing, and they have anti-aging benefits. And niacinamide is
nice.
It helps regulate sebum, evens out your skin tone. It's got barrier repair. So it's just an overall like nice serum with like some nice actives in it that is all about caring for your skin rather than like, oh, don't use too much of that or it might burn your skin off. But it's just everything I love about two of my favorite ingredients in one serum, and I absolutely love it. I need to try it a little bit more. It's been 2 weeks, but I'm thoroughly enjoying it so far.
The bottle's
really
nice, though.
I need like 4 weeks to...
It looks like a fragrance.
It's
very
simple.
Can I ask you, is that you with your email notifications on loud, or is that me?
That's... You know that's you.
Can you hear them? I've got my headphones in
there. I can't hear them at all.
Okay, that's good.
That's always you.
Okay, I shouldn't have said anything.
The fact that you have them on...
It is.
Is puzzling to me.
I'm trying to think if there's anything I've been really like I've just packed like a basic makeup thing.
Forget it.
No, forget it. You know, I will. I'm not going to force myself. I'm not going to force myself.
What's a product you use every day that may not be something that you absolutely love in, but something that you use nonstop?
Well,
what do you use every day?
Every day, you're saying. I think I've spoken about them all on this podcast before.
All right. Well, forget it. Let's just move on. Let's go for a break. Sorry, everyone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
So, welcome back. We do we say welcome back?
Yeah, no. You really sounded like you were on like Loose Women or what's the American one? The View, whatever it is.
The View.
Like we just had to dive into something really important.
So. Yeah, like I got papers to read.
Yeah.
So, listen. Today we want to talk about something kind of boring, right? I mean,
yeah, absolutely. It's
we're
literally
gonna be talking
the
about
theme.
Yeah, the theme is mundane, boring things, makeup-wise and skincare-related that we do, but that are actually really important.
Yeah, boring and possibly hurts your back.
Yeah, most probably hurts your lower back because yeah. Those muscles they didn't even know existed.
Yeah, because you've been sitting
like
down
like walking
for a
up
year.
The stairs yeah. Five times a day, yeah. So these are kind of things like that can be rituals that aren't really as relaxing, you know, like a relaxing ritual, which is something you have to do. It could be like housekeeping kind of stuff. So do you want to go first with something?
I'm going to start with a one I think is the bane of everyone's existence. And that's cleaning makeup brushes. Now it's
can I just say
yeah
I just want to say something that my memories of you coming home from work is you laying a towel on out on the floor with a bowl of soapy water next to you in front of the TV and literally washing brushes all night and I just think, oh my god, that's so
it would take
boring.
Hours it would, and because and here's why I would have so many instead of having like maybe three blending brushes that I can sanitize like in between quickly I'll be like, you know what, I'll just buy like, you know, 10 and then I'll clean them all. I'll clean them all when I get home. So over time, I've accumulated this mass, like, you know, like just hundreds and hundreds of makeup brushes. I don't use all of them, but I would rather grab a new one than clean them. That's how. But then I end up now in my bathroom upstairs. I have, you know, those big plastic bowls. I have two of those full of makeup brushes and sponges. And
that you need to clean.
That I need to clean. And we know how important it is to clean our makeup brushes. We did like a whole experiment thing with it. Bacteria everywhere. But here's the deal, right? People have tried to make it more, like, easier to do by inventing, like, brush
and
cleaning
fun.
Devices. You know, the ones that you stick your brush in and it spins around really quickly.
Put them in a washing machine.
Oh, God. The things... There is no quick way about it. Like, you can get those really nice, like, mattes so that make it easier to clean, but it's just easier for the color to come off. But oh my god, it hurts my back, my lower back. I try and stand next to a sink, or I'll sit next to a sink, I'll sit on the floor, I'll sit on the table. I've tried every height level to clean my brushes at, and it's such a burden. It's awful.
Have you tried just laying down on your front close to the floor and then
head on the floor?
Yeah, and just reaching over.
It's just back so work. so boring, but it's extremely important. Now I'm going to try and get into the habit of cleaning them after I've used them, even if it doesn't have to be like a whole shampoo, because they're my own personal brushes I'm going to be using myself. I can just sanitize them with a brush cleaner quickly.
It's never going to fucking happen.
You know what I do? I just throw them on the floor.
You do. So we film our joint channel at Robert's, in Robert's studio, right? It's true. Literally have a backdrop in front of his backdrop. Mm. Whenever I go there, there is a desk full of used brushes, products, where he's obviously finished filming and then just left the room.
I'd be like, that's it.
There's no way. That's it. There's no way. You shut the door on it. There's no way you're going to clean your brushes after every video you film.
No. Yeah. And we're filming tomorrow, but I have no time to clean that room. So you're going to come back to the same thing.
Oh, my God.
I don't even think I have any clean brushes now, but there's stuff everywhere. There's some paper I didn't even know I had up there.
That's, do you know what you need? Fun. You just need to put a bin bag down on the floor, like an open bin bag, put it all in, just grab it all up from the desk, put it in, tie it up and put it in a corner for now until you can deal with it.
No, because I'll throw it away.
You will.
Let's talk about that just quickly, actually, while we're on task. It's cleaning like your get ready station or your bathroom. How come, right? I always clean my bathroom or my filming desk. I'm like, right, now this is it now. All I have to do every time I just need to put these bits away.
It's just put back where I used it.
And it piles up. And like you walk into the room, it's like, why have I kept a tissue on the desk?
Yeah,
why is there like 5 empty Red Bull cans where I have a bin under my desk and I have like a recycling bin?
Oh my god, that's literally my situation at the moment.
Oh, it's the worst. It's everywhere. The worst. And you walk upstairs and you're trying to creep around all your shit on the floor.
Robert's stairs is a death trap. So leading the stairs going up to, because he lives in a house with more than one floor.
Yes.
I was going to say something there. But, so when you go up to his area, which is like the studio and office, there is PR boxes going all up.
Correct.
The stairs, things he needs to get rid of going all up the stairs. Mm-hmm. So you have to walk, but he's put it on the outside. So you have to walk around the thinnest part of the stairs where it curves up. So it is a death trap. But listen, cleaning your brushes, cleaning your stations is so important, because dirty tools, dirty products leads to usually breakouts, right?
And skincare issues. You can get a sty. You can get like
you
lip
could get
things.
A sty.
Well, it's a lot safer if you're just using your products on yourself, but you never know. You never know.
You never know who's crept into your house at night and rubbed whatever over your makeup
station.
Who's
crept into your house and sucked on your lipstick and put it back?
Yeah, you never. Yeah,
someone might have gobbled all over your eyeliner.
Yeah, they might have just got. Listen, I want to talk about something that's so boring. Mm. And there's a lot of old people with sticks walking outside.
I hope they're all right.
Why do people like walk with sticks when they're not in the snow?
Aren't they walking like super fast, and it's to help them keep up?
This is like a ladies' walking group. So one thing that is really, really boring, but we have to do, is hair removal on the face in general.
Why is that? It's so boring.
Oh, it's so boring. And it's so tedious, especially for us, because we have really thick brows. Mm. But then because we are men, we also get that fine hair on our cheeks.
It's like
other
on
than
the
our
top.
Beard,
yeah,
right?
Like the top of a cheekbone.
It's like our eyebrows don't stop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just meet in the middle, then they go around the top of the cheekbone.
Yeah.
So it's constant. I've tried so many things, right? I've tried tweezing, which works. Razoring with a single blade, mm-hmm. which works, but then it comes back and it looks thicker, right?
Right.
So it doesn't grow thicker, but because it's a blunt cut, it looks like it's
looks
back thicker.
Yeah. And actually, shave it, you get those like dots. It doesn't always completely come away.
Yeah,
you get like that.
And it
dark
looks like
dot.
It can look like you have blackheads if this one's really thick. I've tried those like springs that you roll over your face and it plucks all their...
Awful. Sorry.
So
I just scared the shit out
painful.
Of Winnie. Oh, I'm so sorry, baby. Did I gasp?
If she makes a noise now, it's your fault.
I gasped and she jumped up and ran to look.
Oh. I've also tried Jolene. So bleaching
when,
all that
where
hair.
Were you trying Jolene? On what?
On here.
Oh, on like
on
the
my
finer
cheekbones.
Hairs.
On the finer hairs, yeah, obviously not my beard or anything like that. But here's the issue. These were all things I wanted to do to help speed it up because it's so boring. It's so mundane. It takes hours. For me, it takes hours because I can't do it. Mm-hmm. The spring hurts like hell and it can actually leave my skin really red and damaged.
You know why?
Jolene is not the same.
Yeah, the spring isn't as quick as threading. It's not as easy to do on yourself anyway. So it kind of pulls out slower, whereas with threading, it pulls out super quick. Yep. I can't be bothered to thread my own brows anymore. I can't be bothered. I just get a razor and like, this is fine. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing. Jolening, waxing, and like using hair removal, like cream, like what's it called now? Veet.
Veet, yeah.
All burns my skin. All really, really. Sorry, I'm waiting for my Subway. I got the one with the pig in a blanket in it. I'm so excited. My Christmas Subway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Non-spawn. All really hurt. And the only way you can get rid of these hairs and do your eyebrows properly, unless you want to just quickly shave them for the evening, is to pluck. And it's so boring. But I feel like it's every week. It's every week, where it used to be like once a month, I just have to pluck my eyebrows and it'll be fine. It's just all the time.
Ew. Luckily, this is like a service. If you can, or if you want to, you can pay for someone else to do it. But you can't pay
if I lived in London, I would be paying.
Yeah. I used to get my eyebrows threaded when I lived in Melbourne, and she was so good. But I just can't be bothered to find anywhere new now. And I don't trust people. Eyebrows especially is something that you really need to trust someone with. Where I get my hair cut now, I've only been to him like 3 times. First time he was like, do you want me to trim up your beard? And usually I say no, like absolutely please don't, because they cut it too short and I look like a fresh born child with like a tiny bit of facial hair. And not like because I'm smooth, because of the shape of my chin. And but he was so knowledgeable and, like, knew everything about everything. I was like, yeah, go on. And he did it absolutely perfectly. But I've had some awful, like, you know, someone else doing my brows or doing my beard. It's been terrible.
Yeah, because a lot of people work really hard on the shape of their brows. So when you go to someone new and they're like, I'm just going to make them really thin. Or the thin brows are coming back, apparently. Oh, no.
What do you think of derma blaming?
Well, I literally just did my planning or dermaplaning, I don't know.
Yeah.
Shaving your face. Here's the thing, is it's a service, again, that, like, people do. Yeah. A lot of people do online is it's just using a razor to shave their face.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I personally don't like it as an exfoliation technique, but I like it as a technique to remove facial hair. That's all I use it for.
You know what? I did do it once. I was doing like, I know I say like, don't shave the top of your brows, but I do. Like, who cares?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this is like, there's like stuff coming off. And I did my whole forehead and it was really, really good. But the next day I was like, right, my skin feels like somebody has like stripped my skin off.
Yeah, so here's the problem. I used like a single, you know, like what the barbers use to shape up your hair.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I was like, that'll be really good. Like those blades, they're really thin, right? And you have to screw them onto the thing for really clean, nice blade.
Yeah.
And I, like, my skin was bumpy and red and so damaged. I literally, like, I don't know what happened.
That's the blade that I used to. Remember that time I tried to shave the dead skin off the back of my feet and I cut all my feet up and I couldn't walk because all my feet were bleeding. But I kept carrying on because I didn't feel the pain. And I just kept cutting into my feet and, like, if a bathroom was covered in blood. It was awful. Do you remember that? That was one of the worst times ever. It was terrible.
What's something else you do that's boring?
You know what I find really boring and really actually annoying, and I hate the feeling of, is moisturizing your whole body.
I hate it so much.
But I've resorted to buying in shower moisturizer. Mm-hmm. You know, when you leave it for a minute and it wash off. I hate the feeling of getting out of the shower. You're wet, right? And then so I've tried it. I dried myself and then I put it on. I feel like I'm wearing sun. I should be on a beach wearing sunscreen. Mm-hmm. And then I just put on full on clothes on top. And then I've tried it not drying, like towel drying, like patting and still being like a little bit damp. Still horrible. Mm. The feeling of it is and I find it so boring. And
so
actually,
boring.
I get out of breath.
Mm-hmm. And to be quite honest, I can't reach my toes.
To be quite honest, my breasts get in the way.
No, I know what you mean, because you get out of the shower and you're like, right, I'm done now. And it's like, oh no, now I have to stand here. And it's, especially when you have like leg hair as well, and you get to your legs and it's like, this isn't rubbing in. And it's annoying.
It doesn't go in. It sits on top. It's like stroking a velvet cushion. Like,
yes.
You go one way and it all looks rubbed in, and you go the other way and it's suddenly all white. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, why are you still, for why are you here?
For why are you still here? The good ones are the spray-on.
I thought someone was breaking into my house, but it was an air freshener.
Your reaction was very dull for thinking someone was breaking into my house.
Oh my God.
Oh no, you hang on. what was I going to say? So the spray-on ones are fine, right? The spray-on ones... are fine.
Spray-on?
You know, like, you get out of the shower and you get these spray-on ones, but then you still have to rub those in.
No, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yes, you still have to rub them in, though, and it's like, what's the point? Like, what's the point? I guess what you could do is spray it on damp skin and just, like, air dry, but then still not really, it's just tedious.
But then, like, you know, you have things to do, and especially as it gets colder, I hate, you know, getting out of the shower and shivering and you're freezing and then, you know, standing around and drying yourself with a hair dryer.
Yeah, sometimes I, like, have a bath, right, and I'll be like, right, tonight's the night, I'm gonna put, like, a candle in there and I'm gonna play, like, some horror stories and I'm gonna put some nice stuff in the bath and I'll get out and I'll wear a dressing gown and I'll moisturize everywhere. And then I'll go to my, like, dressing room and I'll do my skincare and do a mask. But by the time I run the bath, I've sat in it, I'm like 2 minutes into it and I'm like, oh, I'm really bored.
So baths. So baths bored. Are boring.
It's so
right?
boring.
Everyone's always like, oh, I love, like, laying down.
And I used to love them. Like,
maybe it's this need of having to do the next thing. Do you know what I mean? But, like, laying in the bath is the most boringest thing. Like, you can watch a film, you can do whatever, but it's just boring.
Well, that's the thing is I used to watch, like, whatever, like, Dateline or, like, you know, whatever program in there. Then I'd be sitting in the bath. I'm like, I could be doing this. Not in wet, out of the bath.
While cleaning a room.
Cleaning my room.
Or while...
Yeah.
Not my filming room, but
shaving
doing
my face.
Something else, you know?
Exactly.
Shaving your face, cutting your feet open, you know?
I feel like we should have had a trigger warning for that, because that's horrible.
I know, we should have done.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard. Listen, one thing that you want that is really important, but also really annoying, and I feel like not many people have to do this, because not so many people have, like, the archive of skincare that I have, but I guess when it comes to makeup too, a lot of people do like to collect, but what we forget is about sell-by dates, right? And use by dates as well, because I have sunscreens in there that I'm like, oh my God, I remember the sunscreen. I'll open it and it's gone into separate oil and mush. And I look at the back,
turned into clay.
Yeah. And the use by date is like 2019. I'm like, oh my God. So I think a lot of people forget to kind of, like, take stock of what they have and kind of then throw away. Yeah. If you are going to collect skincare, makeup and stuff, you need to be able to use it in a timely fashion.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you know what? This is going to be... you're gonna hate me, Japs. But you know what I find probably the most boring thing ever?
What?
Just generally doing a skincare routine. I find it so boring. Like, it's so horrendously boring. And then trying to remember to do it every morning and night, I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna go to bed. I'm gonna take my makeup off with some spit and a tissue.
So what you're saying is that my whole career is a joke to you.
Oh, no.
What you're saying on live podcast is that my career is a joke to you.
No, I just
on
think
live
it's,
podcast.
It's boring to have to do it. Because you just want to get... I just want to get into bed.
I mean, I get that, because if I had to do, like, my makeup to go out somewhere, I'd be like, oh, this is so boring. But I enjoy my skincare routine because it's, like, a hobby, right? But are you using products that you don't really like?
Well, I don't think there would ever be a product for me where I look at it and I'm like, oh my God, this is so fun. This tone is so fun.
I mean, that's not what I do. I don't sit down and I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm out of fat.
No, that's a lie. That's a lie. Because obviously I have to test products. So I'll get a new product and I'll be like, well, I'm testing another one. So I've got like another 4 weeks using this other product. So I'll have to wait to use this one. Like,
you look
this
forward
serum
to
I was
using
talking
that
about.
One. Yeah.
So I look forward to using it. So when the time comes, I'm like, oh my God, that's 4 weeks. I can now open this one. Then I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I get that with food. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I just remembered I have this in the cupboard. Or, oh, I'll buy those and I'll have those, like, on, you know, Sunday.
But I have to wait for dinner, yeah.
But I have to wait for dinner. I do get that with makeup, though. Like, I remember, or like, you know, some things I buy or get sent and I don't remember I have it. And then when I go through it, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to use that one. But I'm trying to do this with concealers recently as well. Like, I'm trying to get through a concealer before I use a new one because I have loads of them. And I don't know how long I've had them, but they smell fine.
That's so brave of you.
I am brave. I've always been brave.
Do you know what one thing that I find quite I used to find quite mundane that used to tease me a lot about is my nails. You used to laugh at my cuticles all the time. You used to say that they went halfway up my fingernails when they didn't.
Used to?
No, they...
There's another used to.
Actually, they were never that bad. I never cared for them. I never did anything with them. Yeah. Whereas nowadays, I don't.
See, that's another boring. Thing I find boring. You know what? For somebody who does makeup and beauty and everything like that, starting my career, I never wanted to do it on myself. So now we're at this point where actually I only really do it on myself. I find it really boring. I find it so, so, like, beauty things. Like, I like doing my makeup. I think it's fun. But then there's stages to my makeup that I do find really boring. Like, you know, foundation. I'm like, I'll just fucking get it done. But
get it on,
I do find it, like, beauty things quite boring to do. Like, I love watching other people do it. I'll watch someone do their nails. I watch people, you know, do like nail art and all this kind of, but I'm just like, oh, I'm not gonna do that myself. I can't be bothered.
Yeah, no, it is a lot of effort. I think it's, do you know what it is for me, is the things that, like, it sounds really stupid, but now we're on camera all the time. I'm like, if it's the shoulders down, no one's gonna see it, so I don't care.
What's the point?
And no one sees me every day. So, and I don't even care. Like, I cannot shower for a week and be on my own and fine.
You know what? If I knew I wasn't seeing anyone for a week.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, do it for you. Toilet roll. Yeah, no, I'm fine. You know what I'd rather do for me? Sit around and do nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me. Kiss my dogs on the face and do nothing.
Yeah, sitting down and doing nothing is more exciting to me than half the stuff we talked about today.
Yeah.
Do you have any more before we close off this episode?
I'm trying to think of something boring. Let me think of my upstairs room.
Boring things.
What's the most boring thing for you about being an influencer? Out of anything?
Oh. Oh, God. How do you mean?
So, for example, mine is editing videos. I can't stand it. I find it unbearable.
And that's why I pay for someone to edit my videos.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm not doing it.
No. It's the most horrendous thing. It's sitting there listening to yourself talk to yourself. It's so boring. And then, especially like if I just filmed it the day before, I'm like, oh, I heard this all already.
It's like what you were saying about foundation, though, because like the most boring bit about editing a video is that initial kind of like editing down the basic. The frame of the video. So there we go. Those are the mundane things that we have to do. But let us know over on Instagram your boring rituals that you have to do, because it's just important. Over at the Double Cleanse or Double Cleanse.
Type it in and you'll find it.
You can follow me, James_S_Welsh, over on Instagram, James Welsh on YouTube, for more skincare related content.
And for more makeup related content, you can follow me, Robert Welsh, on YouTube and at Robert WLSH on Instagram and Robert Welsh MUA on TikTok.
Too many things.
Yeah, and my Twitch.
Don't feel pressured. And I'm on Twitch. And I'm on Bebo. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks. And we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.